It's time for the Catalyst Midweek Podcast, where we continue the conversation from this past week's message. Hello and welcome to the Catalyst Midweek Podcast. This week we're going to be tackling the main thing of the true picture of a person is what they do when things don't go their way, talking about patience today. My name is John Kelly. I am the discipleship minister here at Catalyst, and this is Rob. He is our youth minister, and he's much better at his job than I am at mine. So, Rob, having introduced you that way,
I appreciate it.
What were your thoughts about the sermon yesterday, man?
I really enjoyed it. I've actually just enjoyed this entire series on the fruit of the Spirit. And patience is one of those things that I think a lot of people are kind of shaken about when, like, oh no, at some point we have to talk about patience. And that's a real hardship for the majority of people in America. So I was even a little worried. I was like, oh, he's going to say something that's going to ruffle my feathers. Or I'm going to feel terrible about myself. But I love the direction that he went.
Yeah,
I know all week he was really excited. Actually, at the beginning of the week, he was like, he thought that he didn't know what he was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to study for a while. And going through the prodigal son, I thought was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a perfect way of going about it. What did you think?
Well, yeah, I go with you on the prodigal son part just because it really speaks to that whole mindset of entitlement.
Yep.
And it, you know, people like to say millennials are the entitled generation, but I knew a lot of entitled people from my generation too, and that was the Gen Xers. We mm-hmm. we had some entitled people as well, and I would say it's more a young person thing than
yes.
anything else.
Yeah.
It's not really. I'm not going to tie an entire generation down to entitlement.
Yeah.
But I will say that. The younger we are, the less patient we seem to be,
mm-hmm.
because we want things to happen now, and which is why that story's so great. Because here's this son who doesn't want to wait for his father to pass away to get his inheritance; he wants it now, and he gets it, and he wastes it, blows it, because he doesn't have the patience to use it wisely and to allow it to get a gain for him for his future. And instead, he ends up with nothing.
Yep,
and he has to beg his way back into his father's arms. And it's really an excellent look at today, because there are so many people with massive, massive credit card debt.
Yep.
And vehicle debt and house debt, because they want the big thing now.
Yep.
You think about a lot of people who have nicer homes now who aren't in the same amount of debt. They bought a starter home.
Yep.
Few years later, sold the starter home, made some money on it, mm-hmm. so that they could get a little bit nicer home, but yet not have to pay a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Then they sell that house, do the same thing, until now they live in the house they've always wanted, because they had the patience to go through the means to make that happen, instead of expecting to have that super nice, amazing house
yeah.
right from the beginning
mm-hmm.
and be house poor.
Yeah.
So I think the whole concept of using the prodigal son is fantastic. The thing I like that Dave talked about, and you can kind of speak to this too, because he was talking about the prodigal son in this, was this idea that as Christians, and he said, let me speak to the Christians specifically, as Christians, our end goal is one big party.
Mm-hmm.
But we want a party now. And because we want a party now, we're willing to give up on this party that's coming.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on just that whole concept and that way of thinking as he was talking about there?
Yeah, I like how his whole thing, he was talking about the heart, and whatever's in your heart will eventually just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if he said that in his sermon, but I know from experience and just watching people, people my age and people who are older, learning from their mistakes and also good things that people have done, you start to notice... what is the most important thing in their life? And eventually it starts to come out that they are the most important thing
yeah,
in their life.
Like most people.
This is not just like a one person. Like, no, everyone thinks that they're the most important thing in their life.
They do.
And our spending habits, what we spend our time on. What's the big three things? Time, treasure, man, I don't know, something else. But anyways, I forgot what it's called. There are things that you spend your time on that you can control, or spend things that you have control of. And it's always surrounded by yourself. Mm-hmm. So whenever we talk about this big party, we can be focused on the party at the end, which is not ourself, mm-hmm. or we can focus on the party now, which is all about ourself. So if God is the center of our life, we will have patience because the most important thing is that party afterlife. But if we are the center of our life, there's no need for patience because we can just celebrate ourselves now.
We want everything we want it right now. Mm-hmm. I would say though that our society has set that up.
Yeah.
Microwaves, fast food restaurants, cell phones. Mm-hmm. Funniest thing in the world is watching a teenager try and use a rotary phone.
Yes.
You know, just seeing a teenager. I think Dave talked about that either last week or the week before in his sermon. Just, we're so used to, I mean, you don't even have to dial anything anymore. Mm-hmm. You just say Siri and tell her what to call. Yeah. And you don't even have to have it in your phone half the time. You just say, Siri, call Pizza Hut and order my pizza. And they probably already have your card on record anyways. And, you know, we went to Core Life for lunch today.
Yep.
I don't even have to use my card to order at Core Life. I open up an app, show them a barcode, and it's paid for.
Yep.
You know, it's, we live in a society where right now, everything happens right now, and it's so much easier, and it's so much quicker, and the idea of patience is a foreign concept because we don't have to be patient.
Yeah.
We really don't. Credit card companies love us because we're impatient.
Yeah, they make...
That impatience makes them a lot of money.
They get a lot of money from that.
Yeah, I love the banks. I love the story Dave told about this guy who loved to eat bacon, and he loved to just eat all these horrible foods, and he went and saw a doctor. And the doctor said, you're going to have to stop eating these foods or you're going to die. And so he stops eating this food, and his wife's diet changed. They live a much longer life. They end up dying, going to heaven, and they walk in, and there's bacon and all these foods they haven't been able to eat. And he looks at his wife, and I may be butchering this, by the way, but he looks at his wife, and he says, you know, if you hadn't let me, if you just let me eat this food, we'd have gotten this a whole lot quicker.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of the joke of that. But it really is, we're waiting for a bigger party. We're waiting for something much bigger. But because we can't see past our noses half the time, like you said, we're all about ourselves.
Yep.
We aren't willing to put things off.
No.
Dave actually talked about three things. We talked about the entitled thing. Mm-hmm. But he said the impatient heart is also illogical.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think he talked about the credit card debt a lot, or just debt in general. Mm-hmm. I think he also talked about people having sex before marriage. I think that's when he talked about that. Just how we're promised something so good if we just do the right thing, in quotes. Mm-hmm. But we can't wait for it. We have to have it now. And I think he was talking about if you just buy things when you have the money, if you wait to have sex before marriage, if you don't leave your spouse for somebody else because you think they're better, mm-hmm. you'll have an easier life.
Well, he even said, people who go to all 4 years of college to get their degree.
Yeah, I was missing a few, yeah.
Who choose not to buy unless they can afford it, mm-hmm. and who choose to stay in a single person relationship and be married, they are almost guaranteed a better life.
Yeah.
And like statistics show that.
Oh yeah.
When you choose those things and you're willing to be patient, you're all but guaranteed a better life.
Oh yeah.
And he's right. That anytime, you know, I think I've fallen into the credit card trap in my past where, you know, well, we don't have the money right now, but I really want to get this. Yeah. So we'll just go ahead and buy it.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you there were years where I would have given Dave Ramsey a heart attack. I think so. I think I would have had, Dave Ramsey would have had a coronary, and I would have been the cause of his death if he'd have seen the way I handled my finances for years. And it was impatience, and I don't deny that. I tell people all the time the fruit of the Spirit is very difficult because it's not the fruits of the Spirit, it's the fruit singular of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And I said, you need to quit thinking of it as different kinds of fruits, but different parts of the fruit.
Yeah.
You've got the skin, the pulp, the seeds, the stem, you know, the leaves. There's all these different parts to a fruit. And part of the fruit is patience.
Yep.
And I would say that patience might even be, I don't know if I'd say it's the meat of the fruit, but it's definitely the seeds of the fruit.
One of the biggest parts, yeah.
Yeah, it really is, because without patience, you drive differently.
Yep.
When you're impatient. You interact with people differently when you're impatient. You spend your money differently when you're impatient. Your physical relationships with the people you love are much different. And patience really affects everything.
Yeah.
And we don't even realize it, but impatient people are some of the most frustrating people to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you ever had any run-ins with some impatient people that have made life interesting?
Well, I just... Yes, like I try to avoid super impatient people,
mm-hmm.
because you just rash decisions are made. It makes life more frustrating. But everybody has a especially when they're tired or they're a little irritated from something that happened in the day. People tend to become very impatient, mm-hmm. and start to focus on themselves. And I just become like physically exhausted. Like I feel like I'm trying to generate energy to combat my frustration, which makes me tired. So
yeah.
I'm just like, when I'm around someone that's impatient, I'm just like, man, I need a nap afterwards.
It just wears on you.
Yeah, it does wear on you. And I think a lot of people don't realize that you really do affect the mood of other people.
Mm-hmm.
You might start losing friends if you're super impatient. Now, a lot of people are patient with impatient people, and they realize it's not an everyday thing.
Yeah.
It's just during certain times, and there's a lot of grace in that. But if you're impatient about everything,
and
you just accept it, I'm just impatient, then you're probably a very lonely person.
Yeah, you're very lonely, and you're not really as self-aware as you think you are.
Yeah.
You know, the whole accept me as I am thing is a really bad attitude. And I think that goes into Dave's third point with the impatient heart, and that's that it's destructive.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to be said for someone who's self-aware, mm-hmm. who understands who they are, but instead of just saying, well, that's who I am, deal with it, it's that's who I am, I need to work on that.
Yeah.
People who are the way you're talking about, where it's just, I'm just impatient, you're going to have to deal with my impatience. Well,
that's fine.
Actually, no, I don't, because I don't have to be around you.
Yeah.
And that kind of impatience really is destructive.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts the people around you. Most car accidents that happen because somebody's being impatient.
Yep.
They're getting angry because somebody's not driving fast enough, or they're in a hurry to get somewhere where they didn't leave early enough to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how impatience can just wreck so many things.
Yep.
Most marriages, I think we talked about this a week or two ago, the first initial problems that you have in your marriage are usually over finances.
Yep.
And most financial problems come from impatience. Impulse buying, getting things you don't need to spend your money on, but you really want it, and you're not willing to wait to get it. I've got two toddlers, a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. You want to see impatience. Try and tell a toddler, a 2-year-old or a 1-year-old, try and tell them to wait.
Yep, exactly.
That's what some adults act like.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And if you can imagine, a tiny person can only do so much damage. A full-size adult?
Yeah.
It's terrifying what someone who's impatient can do, and how they can destroy not only, like we talk about, an accident where they could literally hurt other people. But emotionally, they can destroy their families, their spouses, their friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, be in ruin.
Yeah.
It's such a destructive force. And we don't realize that. We think impatience sometimes is kind of funny. But it's really not funny.
No.
It can be downright terrifying.
Well, think about sexually transmitted diseases.
Mm-hmm.
There would be zero sexually transmitted diseases in the United States if everybody just waited to have sex before or until after they were married.
Yeah.
If you only had sex with one person your entire life, there would be no room for that disease to just spread.
Oh, you could obliterate AIDS inside of a generation.
Oh, I know. Now, I know sometimes, you know, some of them are passed down through birth,
mm-hmm.
But then eventually it would just die off. If that person mm-hmm. just married one person and only was with one person, it would be gone. It's the same with credit card debt. Yep. I mean, think of how many people pass away and leave their kids and their grandkids in to pick up the mess of their party that they had for their entire life.
And what's amazing is how many people today joke about the idea of doing that very thing and think it's funny.
That's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
It's actually going against what God commands. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to take care of the next two generations. You're supposed to leave something that helps out your kids and your grandkids.
Yep.
Now, some people are able to leave a lot more, and some people are maybe not so much. But mm-hmm. you're supposed to do your best to put your next generation at ease. And mm-hmm. A lot of people don't do that. That's not a practice that currently happens.
No. It's what happens when you aren't willing to simply wait.
Yep.
It's been good.
Yeah.
This was good today.
Yeah.
I like this. It's not quite as long of a podcast as we've done the last couple of weeks, but patience is one of those things that everybody struggles with.
Yeah.
I don't know a completely impatient person, or a completely patient person, I
no.
should say.
No.
Everybody's impatient about something.
Yeah.
We really hope you enjoyed the discussion today. If you are online right now listening to us on our podcast, thank you for tuning in. We put out a new one of these every single Wednesday. If you are on YouTube, take a moment, just subscribe to the channel, and then hit that notification bell so that you can be updated by email every time one of these videos comes out, and get the word out to other people about it. We'd love to get more people involved in this discussion. If you have any comments about our podcast, leave a comment below, and just let us know. Did you like it or didn't you? Give us a thumbs up. Give us a thumbs down. This is the Catalyst Midweek Podcast. We love this opportunity we have to keep this conversation going, and we look forward to talking with you next week.